Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We're visiting today with...
This is Patty Jensen with the Mitchell County Chamber.
There's been a study released recently. We do all this stuff trying to get tourists to come into the area, and there are those that might say something along the lines of, so what? And, you know, the so what is pretty big according to this. This was like from 2017.
That's right. The North Carolina Department of Commerce just released the numbers for 2017 regarding economic impact of tourism in the counties in North Carolina. And our numbers actually went up again, which is great. It was always good to hear. And what most people don't realize, I think, is that the visitors that come to this area really do have an economic impact on our businesses and our community. In 2017, visitors came to Mitchell County and spent over $24 million here in our county, and that means those dollars stayed here.
So folks came in, they were visitors for various different services or eating and doing different things. That's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money. It is a lot of impact. That impacts our businesses, which is, of course, important to us and important to our local economy, but it also impacts sales tax.
Yeah.
You know, there's over $1 million in sales tax that was generated by tourism in 2017, and so that also affects our county and the services that we provide.
So services that we're providing, of course, there's lodging and food. Do we know some of the bigger things that folks come to Mitchell County to do?
Well, of course, research has shown that a lot of the visitors that come to our area are drawn here for the arts, and they're drawn here for our beautiful outdoor recreation that we have. But what they find, and what we're excited that they find and enjoy, is once they get here, they also see all of the other assets that we have. They, of course, enjoy gem mining, in which our gem mining businesses do a lot of work to bring people here as well. And so they enjoy that. But they enjoy horseback riding, and they enjoy with our local rafters and rappelling groups that they can go out and tube and raft and rappel in outdoor recreation. So when they come, they can tour artist studios, they can visit galleries, they can go and visit historical sites. So there's a lot of things that people realize once they get here. There's a lot of really neat things to do, and they enjoy doing them.
And it sounds like the type of things that they enjoy and probably would come back to do it again next year or in a few years. So do we get some pretty good repeat numbers as well?
Yeah, our tourism businesses say that they do have a very good percentage of their customer base that are return visitors. And that's not just in the hotels and the campgrounds and the cabins and cottages, but of course in gem mining and in all the other things that people love to come and do here. And not just here, but Mitchell County is a hub really for the whole region, because we sit right in the middle of so many interesting things to do. We're right in the middle. You know, we call ourselves right here at the Three Peaks between Grandfather Mountain, Mount Mitchell, and Roan Mountain, so they can come to Mitchell County and stay and go out on day trips to visit these other locations and other attractions that are in counties near us.
That is a good thing about where we are, because Roan Mountain, it's beautiful, Appalachian Trail, things like that, and, of course, everything at Mount Mitchell, Grandfather Mountain. It really does put us kind of in the middle of one of the biggest parts of western North Carolina, which, of course, is big for tourism, all of the western half of the state.
Yeah, I think that's one thing that makes Mitchell County and our towns and communities that are here something that is unique, because there are a lot of things to do within a 30-minute drive of here, and people like that. They come to Mitchell County, they feel like it's a safe place to come and stay, which is important to travelers, especially those coming from out of state. It's also affordable for them to come and stay here and bring a family, and it doesn't break their pocketbook to come and have a nice vacation. And there are a lot of things to do that cost little to nothing here. And so we try to put things on our website, which is craftyouradventure.com, just different things that people can go and do, whether it's visiting the orchard. You don't have to go and spend a lot of money at the orchard. Heck, you can go to the orchard and not spend any money and enjoy the music and hay rides and just take in the view. Or you can pick your own apples and take those home with you, you know. So, but it's not a big ticket item when it comes to a vacation expense.
And if folks look at the things that are available, there's a lot of more available. You know, we don't have a big, like a Tweetsie or a Grandfather Mountain type, you know, as far as it. But we still have a lot of things that folks can come into an area, bring their kids, and enjoy for a week.
We do. And, like, the orchard is one of those assets that we have. Of course, the gem mines are another. And I know a lot of times local people take those types of things for granted because they see them every day and maybe they've been there. But even with each one of our gem mining establishments, each one offers something a little bit different. that visitors can come and enjoy at each one of them. And we find that. Of course, we have the Museum of North Carolina Minerals that's open 7 days a week, completely free for folks to come in, with Smithsonian quality exhibits in there. So whether it's horseback riding, like I said, or taking advantage of just spending time by the rivers, visiting the artists, visiting the galleries and studios that are in our towns, shopping. And we have a lot of shops in all of our communities that offer a lot of unique items that they may not see in other communities. So I think that's why a lot of people enjoy coming here, because it's not just a one-trick town like if you had one major attraction in your town. We have a lot of really special assets in our county.
We're moving quickly into the fall of the year and the color season, and that makes it just that much more beautiful and another opportunity for folks to come.
It is, and we're starting now to promote some driving tours around our county, and some of them will loop outside the county and back in. Of course, motorcycles and sports cars are also a big draw to this area because of the roads. Up in Little Switzerland, there's the Diamondback Loop that a lot of motorcyclists and sports car enthusiasts love to take that loop, and it's fun. There's lots of twists and turns on it, but it's also beautiful, and they can come and pass right through Little Switzerland and come on into Spruce Pine and on to Bakersfield. And so the fall offers an opportunity for people to really come and take in just the beauty of our area.
Well, and one thing about it, we do have the international display of orange and white barrels between Chalk Mountain and Mikeville. But as those roads are finished, it just makes access easier for folks to come in and visit. So we're still working towards trying to make it better.
Well, I think so. And I think people understand that, whether they're local or, and it's a little frustrating sometimes, I know, but especially travelers. If you're traveling, you're going to hit construction somewhere, road construction. But, you know, really, I find that even traveling through that area where they're still working, man, we've got some beautiful scenery and we've got some beautiful views off the sides there. So maybe folks will focus on those and not so much on the orange cones.
We hope so. And it has been amazing to me, some of the vistas that have opened up because of that construction through there, and they're doing a wonderful job with it. And I still think up at the top of the Chalk, looking down towards Grassy Creek and everything, we need some sort of overlook or something, because we never knew it was there, and it's a beautiful view.
You are not the first one to say that, and I hope that's something that could happen. That view that did open up there is really beautiful, and if it's not possible for DOT to put an overlook there for whatever engineering reasons, gosh, I'd love to have some type of pull off at least, yeah, to where people, and maybe we could have something there that folks could read about the area or about that view that they're looking at, because it really is pretty.
Our guest today, Patty Jensen of the Mitchell County Chamber of Commerce. Patty, thanks for talking with us today. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.